T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Very excited to talk to our next guest, one of the baddest women on the planet, one of the best fighters on the planet. Coming up at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino on October 27th, Kayla Harrison will be fighting for not only the PFL Lightweight Championship once again, but for another chance at $1 million. Kayla, thanks for the time. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
What is this time? I guess we're like almost a little less than a month out. Like, is this like super ramp up time when you're kind of into it? Like, you've been through this plenty of times. Like, what kind of groove are you in at camp right now?
Yeah, so I think it's a little bit different just because the PFL format is a season, you know? So I've already had 3 fights this year. I've basically gone from camp to camp to camp. So I've had the pleasure of not getting out of shape and staying ready. So really this last month is just about staying healthy, being smart, you know, maybe working on a couple of things that we see that I need to work on in sparring. But other than that, it's just being smart and having fun.
This is going to be cool because at the last fight at the Hard Rock, there are people there, but like this is going to be open to fans. People can get tickets, PFLMMA.com now. Buy your tickets, and I mean that place is a beautiful place to watch fights now that it's only been open for about a year. But how excited are you to have that, like a real crowd to kind of feel that atmosphere again?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to feel good for sure. I feel like I've been pretty blessed in my MMA career to have pretty Kayla heavily favored crowds. So ATT's right here in Florida. I know most of my teammates are going to be there. My family's flying in. Some of my old judo teammates are flying in. So I'm really excited for it. I think it's going to be a great night of fights, and I'm honored to be the last fight of the year for the PFL.
That's always such a cool thing with you guys down here. If I go to like the regional fights, the Titan or whatever, you guys are always so supportive of one another. That like never leaves no matter what the stage is. Why is that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's really just that you have to credit the owner, Dan, and the manager, Richie, for just building a strong team, a sense of team, you know? Obviously, MMA is an individual sport, but we don't get better if we don't have training partners. And that goes from the local guys who are just starting out the amateur program all the way up to the Dustin Poiriers and the Amandas, you know? Everyone needs everyone to get better, and I think we all understand that and know that and have a pretty strong sense of team here.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about Dan. So you were doing some wrestling this past week. I don't understand. See, like, I'm not like super into wrestling. I like both worlds, but I only see things through social media. So yeah. I'm very confused when I see like a sport I like, a lot of people I recognize from ATT. Why were you guys on AEW? Like, what is going on there?
So Dan is, his inner child is obsessed with pro wrestling.
Okay.
To the point where he has like a shrine in his house of like all of these like belts, like WWE wrestling championship or, you know, pro wrestling championship belts from like when it first, like the history of pro wrestling. Like, that's how obsessed he is with it. So he has started making appearances on AEW, and he's kind of become this character for them, this heel. And he's always talking to me about wrestling, how much he loves it, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to love it. I just got to go. I got to experience it. And I'm like, Dan, like, let's save that for the people who can't make it in real fighting. You know, like they need a job too. Finally, he talked me into going to one of the shows, and it was pretty cool. I'm not going to lie. It was a pretty cool experience. I will say that pro wrestling fans are 100 times better than MMA fans. I went as a heel, and you know, I go out and I'm like kissing my muscles and crying to the crowd and they're booing me and flipping me off and like, but they're like, they're loving it, you know, they're engaged. And then that Jericho guy came out, who's very big wrestling
legend.
And he's been having back and forth with Dan, and then Dan's like, cut his music, cut that shit off. And they turn off his music and 20,000 people sang his song to him. Like, that's how into the sport they are. That's how dedicated they are as fans. Like, if you were walking out and they said, and they cut off your music to an MMA fight, like, the MMA fans would just be like, woo! You know, like, they would be like, there would be no serenading of the crowd. So it was really, it was a cool experience for me, but, you know, I got a real job with real fights to get into.
You weren't into it. Did you get any kind of an itch when you saw that kind of an atmosphere? Like, down the line, I know you got a lot of accomplishments and things you want to knock off.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I didn't even, the funniest thing about it is I didn't do anything. Like, I just was like standing in a ring and like kissing my muscles and like flipping off the crowd. And everyone, like Ariel Helwani, all of these people are like, oh, you're going to be a wrestling star. And I'm like, how would you, like, I didn't do anything, yeah. You know? So I guess it's a great potential opportunity for me in the future. I don't know. We'll see. I have a really funny joke that I like to make to Dan, but I don't know if it's appropriate.
You can say whatever you want.
No, I'll be really unliked if I say it, so I'll just keep it to myself.
Fair enough. So this opportunity that PFL has, their format and all that type of stuff, how much have you, I guess, enjoyed it? The idea that you go through the tournament, you have this chance at this grand prize. Like, it is a cool way they go about things, and it is a different twist. Like, going to their fights, seeing all the stats that they have, it's almost like they've embraced a lot of the pro sports elements, a little less sideshow than
other promotions. Yeah, for sure. I think that's one of the reasons I loved the PFL from the beginning, is it's much more sport based and a lot less entertainment based. Obviously, you still want to have exciting fights. Obviously, you know, if people talk crap, that sells a fight a little bit more. But really, this is a sport. And it's win or go home, you know. It's win in advance. And that's what I grew up doing. You know, my background is in Olympic judo. That's, you know, it doesn't matter how much crap you talk. Like, if you don't win your match, you don't get to compete for the gold medal. So for me, it's always been the best fit. I've always felt most at home competing under a sport format. I will say that 4 fights in 5.5 months is a crazy schedule. You know, most people don't fight 4 times in 2 years, so it's a little intense, and I think the older I get, the more I realize, like, you got to be smart with your body, you got to take care of yourself. But, you know, I'm a machine.
Two more before we get you out of here, and you guys can watch Kayla Harrison October 27th. She is the main event at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Get your tickets pflmma.com now. The idea of you and Clarissa Shields were up on that mm-hmm, stand yesterday. I thought that was really cool. You know, she also is kind of diving into this thing, and getting a chance to speak with her yesterday. She likes some of the opportunities that MMA mm-hmm. has given to women more so, and what you guys have also done. You know, kind of just shining better so than boxing embraces them. Like, how scary did you find it when you went from the Olympics to going into this and just diving into a new sport? And now you've found your way to the top, like. When you first started out, and I remember you mentioned it on the stand about, you know, you've gone through sparring sessions where you're crying and hard on yourself. Like, did you think you'd get this good at this?
I mean, I don't ever start anything without the intention of becoming the best at it. So my goal was always to be, you know, the top of the food chain. But when I first started, I didn't think I would get this good this fast. You know, I thought it would take years, kind of like it did in judo. And I also didn't realize how much I would love it and just how much how obsessed I am with coming to the gym and getting better. And there's never a day where it feels like work. You know, there's never a day where I'm like, ugh, I don't want to go to the gym. Like, I love what I do. I love the people I do it with. And I think also ignorance was bliss. Like, I came in pretty confident, you know, just because I had 2 Olympic gold medals. I was like, oh, these girls, like, they, you know, what have they done? Like, they picked up gloves a couple years ago and decided to try cage fighting. But that was very ignorant of me to think that, because these girls are, you know, they're competitors, they're athletes. They're more and more, you're seeing a huge jump in women's MMA in terms of technique and skill and level and athleticism. So I'm excited to be a part of a really great time in women's MMA. I think it's growing exponentially. I think that, you know, my goal is to go down as the greatest of all time, but you know, 10 years from now, I'm not going to be the greatest of all time anymore, because there are girls who are 6 years old who are just doing MMA and they're going to be killers, you know, and what they accomplish is going to be hopefully greater than anything I accomplished or, you know, Amanda accomplished or Rhonda accomplished. Like, that's the goal, is to continue to grow the sport and to make it, you know, help make it a place where little girls can have dreams and grow up and achieve them.
Last thing before we get you out of here, you've been a South Floridian for a while now. Your favorite part about living down here?
Favorite part about living down here? I mean, I just love that every day is summer. You know, I think it's great. Like, the kids are outside every single day. You know, we're riding bikes or we're playing soccer or we're taking the dogs for a walk. And I think, I don't know, sunshine is such an important part of mental health and physical health. So for me, I love that every day is summer.
The weirdest thing about South Florida, that...
The weirdest thing about South Florida.
Is it the prehistoric
Florida?
Dinosaurs? Is that there could be hurricanes every summer?
Just walking around. The weirdest thing about Florida. I think Florida is just like, it is interesting to me what an eclectic group of people it is. Like, you have the people who are retired, who like can't, are old and can't drive, who come down here. And then you have, you know, immigrants coming in. And then you have like just trans, like there's so many, everyone that I like go to church with, like they're all transplants. And everyone at the gym, like, I don't know anyone who's here at the gym who grew up in South Florida, yep. You know, besides Dan. So it's just crazy what an eclectic group of people Florida brings together.
Absolutely. Go watch Kayla Harrison fight. She's fighting for the PFL Lightweight Championship coming up October 27th at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Get your tickets. PFLMMA.com. It's going to be a hell of a show. Tons of belts on the line. Clarissa Shields is going to be on the card as well. Kayla, thanks for the time. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.